Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This past week in the tech sector was marked by an exciting range of stories and developments, so let's jump straight in with what's making headlines. Leading our episode, Red Hat has seized attention with a bold move to boost digital sovereignty in the European Union. Following in the footsteps of SUSE, Red Hat announced the upcoming launch of its Confirm Sovereign Support program, set for early 2026, reinforcing a growing trend towards national autonomy in the realm of digital infrastructure. The push for digital sovereignty aims to give governments and organizations greater control and trust in how their data is managed and protected. For the EU, this is not just a matter of technology, it's about asserting independence in a landscape dominated by global players. By providing tailored, regionally compliant support, Red Hat hopes to address growing concerns around digital autonomy and security. This shift reflects a wider movement seen globally, where local control and data sovereignty are becoming core priorities for tech companies and governments alike. Next up, for GNOME desktop users, the Nautilus File Manager received a thoughtful boost this week. The latest update introduces support for Control plus Insert and Shift plus Insert keyboard shortcuts, aiming to enhance usability, especially for those who rely on keyboard navigation or require improved accessibility options. These additions, while small on the surface, have a direct impact on the daily workflow of many users. For anyone with mobility challenges or those who prefer keeping their hands on the keyboard, such improvements are a vital step forward in making Linux desktops more welcoming for all. This shows GNOME's continued dedication to accessibility and inclusive design. It's a reminder that often, it's the careful attention to detail that helps open source projects maintain their loyal communities and attract new users. Meanwhile, users of Debian will be pleased to hear that version 13.2 of the distribution landed this week as a major maintenance update. This update tackles a host of security vulnerabilities and sturdiness issues, including up-to-date versions of essential applications like Chromium and Firefox ESR, reinforcing Debian's esteemed position as a reliable and secure operating system in the open source world. By resolving bugs in widely adopted packages, Debian's development team continues to safeguard the stability millions have come to expect. For administrators and enthusiasts alike, timely security patches like these remain crucial in the fight against emerging cybersecurity threats. Speaking of security, another highlight of the week was the growing conversation around artificial intelligence and its integration into open source workflows. Intel engineer Dave Hansen published draft guidelines for tool-generated, including AI-generated, code submissions to the Linux kernel. While AI is transforming how code is written and reviewed, Hansen's proposal underscores the importance of transparency and documentation for AI-generated contributions. The idea is to ensure accountability by clearly labeling code that's produced by automated tools, avoiding any confusion in the auditing process. As these technologies advance, tracking the provenance of code becomes paramount for trust and integrity. Within massive projects like the kernel, it's a clear sign that the Linux community is thinking ahead about the implications and responsibilities around AI adoption. Now, in the world of graphics, NVIDIA continued its open source push this week with progress on the Nova driver project. Recent patches add support for Turing-based GPUs, one of their more recent and widely used architectures, providing a tangible benefit to developers and end users who want both the performance and flexibility open drivers can offer. NVIDIA embracing open-source drivers marks a significant shift, helping the community to better support new hardware on Linux and even beyond. For years, calls for open drivers have echoed through forums and conferences, and now we're finally seeing real momentum. Speaking of momentum, there was also a robust debate this week on the capabilities and limits of AI, especially regarding everyday tasks like text formatting. Despite the hype and notable advances in natural language processing, critics voiced skepticism after reports that ChatGPT still fumbles with simple punctuation after years of active development. This has sparked conversations about just how far we are from reliable, general-purpose AI and what hurdles remain to reach artificial general intelligence. There's a consensus that while tools like ChatGPT have come a long way, the road ahead remains steep and complex. For developers and enterprises, these shortcomings are not just academic. They reflect on real-world productivity and the feasibility of deploying AI for core business tasks. Meanwhile, Wine reached another milestone this week with the release of version 10.19, packed with further improvements for running Windows applications on Linux, just ahead of the major 11.0 code freeze. This update resolved several long-standing bugs and introduced added support for new JScript features, enhancing compatibility for a wide range of applications. For users who depend on Windows-only apps but want the freedom of a Linux desktop, these enhancements are more than just technical fixes. They make or break daily usability. Every new release of Wine takes us closer to a seamless experience, and the community's enthusiasm around these updates shows just how valuable this project remains. Over on the hardware side, Linux 6.19 is making news for shifting default support for older AMD GCN 1.0 and 1.1 GPUs over to the AMD GPU driver, which brings performance and feature improvements to legacy graphics cards. This update incorporates a smart power OLED interface, optimizing power management and ensuring that even users with older cards can benefit from the latest in software innovation. It's yet another example of the open source community's commitment to supporting a broad swathe of hardware, not just the newest and shiniest gear. These efforts also highlight the collaborative spirit that underpins so much of open source advancement, one where user feedback and shared need guide development priorities. In model acceleration news, Llama 0.12.11 introduced native support for the Vulkan API, offering a performance boost for OpenAI GPT OSS and related large language models. By leveraging Vulkan, developers and researchers can now tap into more efficient resource usage and broader compatibility on a range of platforms. That's a welcome change for anyone experimenting with or deploying AI locally, where every percentage point of performance gain counts. For teams working at the cutting edge, hardware acceleration is now central to unlocking the true potential of large models. All told, these releases and updates paint a vivid picture of how open-source software is evolving rapidly, balancing big leaps in functionality with the quiet progress of fixing bugs and increasing accessibility. But the week's news wasn't limited to software code. There were significant shifts across broader technology and policy landscapes. On the business side, General Motors made headlines by directing suppliers to steer clear of sourcing parts from China. This decision echoes a significant shift among multinationals aiming to localize supply chains, driven by escalating geopolitical tensions and a renewed focus on domestic resilience. The move sends a signal to the broader supply chain. Risk mitigation and national security are now front and center in strategic planning. For the auto industry and beyond, it's more evidence that digital sovereignty and supply chain sovereignty go hand in hand, shaping both the products we make and the infrastructure we rely on. Away from IT, scientific circles were abuzz with new findings about our moon. The inner core is now believed to be solid and iron-rich, lending new insights into lunar geology. Researchers believe this changes our understanding of the moon's formation and thermal history, impacting theories about the early solar system and the delicate dance of planetary evolution. As space science advances alongside computing, the world continues to be shaped by breakthroughs that remind us how interconnected all fields of discovery really are. Turning back to AI, the GUARD Act has been proposed, aiming to regulate the use of AI chatbots for child safety. While the intentions may be protective, privacy advocates worry about the risk of overreach, as digital access for minors becomes a critical battleground for policymakers, parents, and technology providers alike. The proposed legislation highlights how we're grappling with AI tools' ability to both help and harm, demanding nuanced solutions that protect vulnerable users without eroding fundamental privacy and digital freedom. In financial news, JP Morgan Chase reached new agreements with major fintech companies, updating long-standing contracts about customer data fees and access. This marks a turning point in what has often been a difficult relationship between traditional banks and the fast-moving fintech sector. With clearer frameworks for fee structures and data access, the industry moves toward a more collaborative rather than adversarial approach, benefiting innovation and consumer choice. For fintechs and consumers alike, this could mean better integration of digital financial tools and a more open, dynamic market for personal banking solutions. Investors in the crypto space also faced a shakeup as new funding structures for digital asset treasury projects introduced unique risks, especially for retail participants. With in-kind contributions leading to mismatches between token values and market prices, concerns have grown about transparency and investor protection. As digital assets mature, expect regulatory debates and consumer safeguards to take an even more prominent role, particularly as complex funding models proliferate. And finally, shifting media habits were back in the spotlight, as American pay TV subscriptions fell below 51% for the first time, signaling a dramatic pivot to streaming services and prompting major networks to reevaluate or spin off their cable operations. For consumers, this means greater choice and greater fragmentation, while for media giants, the business model of traditional television faces an existential reckoning. In the midst of this, ongoing debates about content moderation, local content requirements, and the role of global streaming behemoths are set to continue reshaping the industry. Looking ahead, cybersecurity remains a top concern, with renowned author and cybersecurity expert Bruce Schneier set to speak at several events on AI governance and trustworthy systems in weeks to come. These discussions reflect an industry grappling with the realities of rapid change, seeking frameworks that balance innovation, transparency, and ethical responsibility. So, as the line between software, policy, privacy, and business continues to blur, the key takeaway is the need for vigilance and agility. Whether you're a developer, user, or organization trying to navigate this evolving digital landscape, the past week affirms that tech's future is being shaped as much by boardroom shifts and regulatory policy as by grassroots code and community-driven invention. If there's a single through line, it's that the pursuit of user-centric, reliable, and secure technology drives both incremental improvements and headline-grabbing breakthroughs, forging a path forward in a world where the only constant is change. That wraps up this edition of Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.